Well, that little song just proved my message, so I guess I'll be faithful and try to deliver it. The Holy Spirit is not dead. The Holy Spirit has not gone on vacation.
No, it hasn't.
And the Holy Spirit has not hid himself.
No, he has not.
But the Holy Spirit is alive and well.
Yes, praise God.
He's still with us. And he's going to be with us until Jesus comes again.
Yes.
Don't let anybody tell you any different. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, yes, he'll be there.
Amen.
He's alive and he's well.
Yes, he is.
And he's just as able to work tonight,
yes, he is,
as he was when I was a little child.
Yes.
Come to service in this very chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those that have been made mention of in this meeting already brought down the power,
oh, yes,
of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
Seeing the Holy Spirit work in this building.
Yes. Yes.
Believe the Holy Spirit is here tonight.
Yes.
Believe he's still working, he's still alive. Whom do I have to fear then? No one except me. Now that's my message. But nothing wrong with the Holy Spirit. But there can be something wrong with me. So I want to examine me tonight. I want to read a familiar passage of Scripture in the second chapter of 2 Timothy. Beginning with the first verse, says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." The grace that is in Christ Jesus, let that be your strength.
That's right.
"And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier.
Right.
And if a man also strive for the magistracy, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully.
Amen.
The husbandman that laboreth must first partake of the fruits." You want to be a good soldier? You want to be a soldier of Christ? You want to be a soldier that is strong and full of power and strength? Then be endued with the power from on high that is through the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Yes.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you're going to strive, strive in the Spirit.
Yes.
Striving in yourself will bring catastrophe.
It does.
It'll bring animosity.
Yes.
Confusion.
Yes.
Strife. Contention.
Yes.
It does.
But striving in the Holy Spirit, there's a verse that tells us the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
Gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Meekness. Quietness.
Yes.
Confidence.
Yes.
That's the fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So as you strive to be a good soldier, if that's not what you're seeing, then maybe you better take a look at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you striving for the majesty of Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you striving for the majesty of self?
Oh my God.
We're all flesh.
That's right.
There isn't anyone in this building that is exempt from being flesh. We're all flesh.
That's right.
Walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit.
Amen.
Now, why would we have that verse if there wasn't an alternative to it?
Sure.
That's why it's in there.
That's right.
That's why we have camp meeting.
That's right.
To show you self.
That's right.
Because he's the enemy of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He's the Holy Ghost's enemy.
Yeah.
He'll squelch him. He'll put him in a box. He'll cage him up. You mean the power of the God? The Holy Spirit? Well, in your own way and in your own life, you can hinder. The Word teaches us that the children of Israel hindered God. The Word teaches us that people since then have hindered God and His power and His strength and His might. And you can hinder the working of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Amen.
I'd rather be a good soldier.
Yeah.
Enduring hardness as a good soldier.
Yeah.
Hard things. Tough things. We've been hearing in this meeting about how tough and how hard times have become. And it's true. It said, think it not strange, the fiery trial that would try us, especially in these last times, in the last days. The devil knows that his time is short. That's why half of the seats are empty here tonight. When I was a child, a Sunday night, this place would be full.
Yeah.
It'd be full. But we're living in a different time and a different day.
Yeah.
And the enemy knows that. And the enemy has worked a work. And there are those that are far from God. Because the Holy Spirit was not able to work in their life. People have lost confidence in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because they judge situations of people and the fruits that they have witnessed. Make them doubt the power.
That's right.
Make them doubt the presence.
That's right.
Of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Now, we don't watch TVs, but there is a channel on TV that they call the Praise Channel. And there are people on there saying they're full of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And they look like Jezebel and do the things of the world. But in people's minds, they're not able to separate that.
That's right.
Jesus said, the way that you were able to tell the difference was that you would look out and you would see the wheat and it would be moving.
Yes.
He said, now you can't see the Spirit, but you can see the effects of it.
Yes.
You can see the effects of the Holy Spirit when it's truly living in someone's life.
You can.
When the Holy Ghost is having its way,
amen.
You can see the fruits of it in their life.
You do see it.
It manifests itself.
Yes.
This is the light of the world.
Yes.
This is the way that the world is able to see the difference between you and those who proclaim to have the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Doubting. Oh, it's so sad, the doubt that is in the world, that the Holy Ghost is able to perform and able to do those things that it is able to do. It is the very power of God in our midst. And yet it's doubted.
Amen.
It's hindered. Unbelief. Walking after the Spirit. Being a good soldier.
Yes.
What is a good soldier? David. David was a good soldier.
Yes.
Let's look in 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter, beginning to the 5th verse. This is speaking of David after he had been out to war and he had done great things and he come back. And what was his reward? The people thought he was a good soldier. They thought he was a great man, a man of strength and valor and able to devour the enemy. In so much that when he come back, Saul become very jealous of what was happening. There was an honor. There was a glory. There was a praise. Beginning with the 5th verse, it says, and David went out wheresoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass as they came when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing, dancing, to meet King Saul, with tabrets and with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. So they put David a notch above Saul. And this made Saul mad. Made him jealous. He became enraged to the point that he wanted to kill David. Why? Because David was thought of as a better soldier than Saul. He had a better reputation now as being a better soldier. He was able to go out and slay. He was able to deliver. He was able to bring the goods home. He was able to perform the job. And he was lifted up in that way. They honored him and respected him because of that.
Yeah.
We know other great men of war. We have them in our history books. We have those generals who were able to go out and win the battle. They were able to establish a reputation as being a good soldier. They were looked up to. They were honored. They were respected. I can remember as a child, we were in the lowly maintenance business, cutting people's grass. And there was a place up on the hill out of sight of Pomona called Ganesha Hills. And on the top of that hill, there was this big house. And you know who lived there? Admiral Horn of the Navy. And he was a big shot. He had all kinds of respect. He was a warrior. He had a reputation. He had earned his name. I don't know how many years he'd been in the army, in the Navy, or what he had done, but he was an admiral and he was respected and admired. And his daughter was getting married. And so he came to my brother Bill, who's kind of impulsive, and he said, "I want you to trim the trees in the backyard. We're going to have a reception back here." So Bill said, "I can do that." So the admiral went out to a conveyor wherever he worked, and Bill went to work on the trees. Well, Bill, he didn't really know how to trim trees. He knew how to prune trees. And he pruned them trees. I mean, he cut them back. The admiral come home, and he cried. Tears ran down his eyes. "What am I going to do? I'm a man of respect. I'm a man of honor. All of these big people are coming to my party, and the trees are ruined. What am I going to do? How are they really going to think about me now? I can't even control my gardener in my backyard." A respect and an honor this man had. There were those who were coming to be at the party, and they were honored and respected as good soldiers. There's a respect. There's an honor. There's an admiration for those who are able to go out into battle and get the job done. Come back with the goods. Accomplish what happens. That's what makes them a good soldier. They're able to defeat the enemy. They're able to send the enemy scattering. They're able to devour the enemy. They're able to set the people free. That makes them a good soldier. You want to be a good soldier in the army of Christ? You want to be an admiral? You want to be a five-star general? I got the secret tonight. I'm going to tell you how to do it. It's right here. This is the kicker, though, so you better be careful. 16th chapter of Proverbs. Sure thing. Let's just do that right now.
Amen.
Sister Wendy, she'd like to give her testimony. And we'd like to hear that. That's part of the battle.
Amen.
This is a victory song.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Follow the Lord.
the Lord. Programs in the Church of God. We just do what we want, don't we? That's the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Sure.
Her breath was short. She couldn't just quite tell it off.
Yes, amen.
Such a blessing. As she was saying about 20 months ago, she couldn't not live without oxygen according to medical technology. And if she took it off for like 1 minute, she would go into convulsions and have what we know as a heart arrest or a heart attack and that kind of thing. Well, she's been off now probably about 2 hours and 20 minutes. She's walking and talking and shouting and praising.
Yes.
And
just,
you know, thinking about when Peter and John, you know, prayed for the man there, and he had been crippled and lame for so long, he got up and he was leaping, walking and shouting.
Yes.
So I just want to know, I just want to tell that part that
yes,
it's not
amen.
A small thing that God has done.
No, thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have we give unto thee.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. I don't know of any place I'd rather be than in the camp of the saints. Thankful for the proof the Holy Spirit is still alive.
Amen.
Proof that the Holy Spirit is still living.
Yes.
That as we endeavor to be good soldiers, we endeavor to fight the good fight of faith and to make our mark and to accomplish something for the kingdom of God. When we got saved, God put in our heart a desire. He put in our very spirit the desire for the things of God. And we want to follow after that. And we want to accomplish it. We want to work at it. Well, I'm going to give you a verse now that the Lord has laid on my heart. And this verse is found in the 16th chapter of Proverbs. The 32nd verse, it reads this way. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he that ruleth his spirit, than he that taketh a city. I remember one time, I've been saved a long time, and I was full of zeal. I went to Monarch Springs, and at that time there was a few problems going on. I thought to myself, I knew the people involved, I've been raised with them. I'm going over there and straighten that out. I know God don't like this, and I know God's blessing my soul. I know what's right. I'm going over there and straighten this out. I was just so full of zeal, and I was so full of desire. I wanted things to be right. It wasn't just that I wanted some recognition in myself. I wanted things to be right. And my spirit was just, it was just bubbling and burning. And you know that God gave me this scripture? It stopped me dead in my tracks. He that ruleth his spirit is better than he that takes the city. You mean if I rule my spirit, I'll be better than Colin Powell? I'll be better than King David? I'll be better than all those men of war in the kingdom of God, in the army of Jesus Christ? If I rule my spirit, I'll be better than all those people? That's what this verse says. He that ruleth his spirit is better than the one that took the city. How much praise did David get when he took the city? He come back and they were mocking the king, saying, King David is better than King Saul. Why? Because he took the city. Because he destroyed the enemy. He's great and to be praised. Brother, sister, if you really want to be praised in the kingdom of God, rule your own spirit.
Amen.
Keep your own self under.
That's right.
Keep yourself crucified in the way of the cross, the way of the Holy Ghost. Follow the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's leading, there's nothing but joy. There's nothing but peace. There's nothing but glory.
That's right.
The other things of the flesh melt away. That's the office of the Holy Ghost. That's the office of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said He was going to give a Comforter. He'll comfort you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you in all truth and in all righteousness. The only problem I have then is little skinny boy. The things little skinny boy thinks. What's this second verse say in the 16th chapter? All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. But the Lord weigheth what? The spirit involved.
Yes.
He weighs the spirit. Where did this come from? Who's the spirit behind it? Is the spirit of the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
Or is it something that sounds pleasing to me? Something that sounds right to me? Something I think? Oh, to be able to have this confidence in God that the Holy Spirit is able to do His job.
Yeah.
People have lost that.
That's right.
I knew one that went away from us and took many people with him. I hadn't been saved very long and there was confusion in the camp. Oh God, show me who's right. This man came and he said, I was in a service and this went wrong and that went wrong. And so we took the service over and got it straightened out. A red flag went up in my mind.
Oh yeah.
I said, what? I can remember Brother Trimble sitting right there on one of those chairs and telling me that he had never been in a dull service since he got saved. And I've been in some of those same services, and I wondered. That was me, you see. This man, following the Holy Spirit, got something out of service every time he came. He wasn't here for the flesh. He wasn't here to follow after the flesh. He was here to follow after the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And God rewarded him. He gave him a blessing every time he come in the chapel of God.
Amen.
Because he wasn't here in the flesh. No, no man after the flesh. No, only the Spirit of God. Oh, there is still power in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You can still pray down the power. You can pray down the change. You can pray down the work.
Amen. Yeah.
Glory.
Pray more. Talk less.
Amen.
Grievous words stirreth up anger.
Sure.
You ever heard of prayer stirring up anger? You ever went to your closet and got alone with God and stirred up anger? No. You begin to get in tune with God. You begin to get in tune with the Spirit of God. You begin to have a burden. You begin to have a desire. You begin to have a melting down of your own self in your own way. Sing, God, have your own way, whatever it be.
Amen.
Have thine own way. Ruling your own spirit. Better than taking a city. All... Every man's ways are right in his own eyes. Then the only battle I have daily. Jesus taught us that. What did he say? When you pray, don't pray as the heathens. They think they'll be heard for talking a whole bunch, for praying long prayers, for saying big words and saying all those things. But when you pray, you enter into your closet, you get alone with God, and you tell God, not my will, but thine be done today. Not my way, God, but your way today. Not what I think today, Lord, but what you think.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, God, that's all right with me.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever it might be.
Amen.
Ruling your own spirit.
Yeah.
That's a job.
Yes, it is.
The Apostle Paul said, I die daily.
Yeah.
I beat my body under.
Yeah.
What is he talking about? Talking about that same problem you got.
Mm-hmm.
Same problem I got.
Mm-hmm.
My spirit has its own way. My spirit has its own will. And sometimes it's clothed in righteousness. Sometimes it looks pretty good. I'm pretty smart. I got this figured out. I know what's wrong with so-and-so. I do. God give me the mind. You're supposed to use your mind. God give it to you. He that ruleth his own spirit is the greatest general in the army there can be. In the real army of Christ. We don't measure, as the preacher said today, we don't measure by the results of what we see with our eyes. The accomplishments of what might be accomplished that we can measure. But we have faith in the Holy Ghost. We have faith in the leadership of our Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ. He's not gone on a vacation. He's not dead. He's right here. And the church is still alive and the Holy Ghost is still doing its work. The only problem we got is me. Bringing me into subjection to the will of God. How do I know the will of God? That's the office of the Holy Spirit. It's to come and to tell me. It's to come and to show me. Sometimes I think I've pretty well... I was going to go straighten these people out. They weren't going to let people come on the campgrounds in shorts. That's what it was. And that offended me. I said, what are we here for? We're here so people can get saved. Well, there was a lot that went on with that. But beside that, let it be as it may, God just worked it all out. I restrained myself. And when the opportunity came, we just had a good time together. Spirit of the Lord came down and blessed us together. And things weren't like they appear. I have a message on tape, Brother Isaac Chandler, talking about imaginations and how much trouble they get us into. When it isn't really the way we thought it was anyhow.
Amen.
But we're going to straighten it all out, see, but it doesn't even need to be straightened out, maybe.
Yeah.
But my imagination has led me that way.
Yeah.
Ruling your own spirit. You'll be the best general in the army of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In the 40th chapter of Isaiah, sometimes I just like to remind myself when myself tries to impressed me about who he is. When it comes to God, how nothing we are. I have come to the conclusion, as the preacher said this morning, God doesn't need me.
He doesn't need us.
He doesn't need me. He wants me. He wants me to do something for him. He wants me to spend my time and my talent in his vineyard until Jesus comes again. He wants that. But if I don't, did you know that this whole pulpit could cry out by itself?
That's right.
Jesus looked down at the rocks and he said, if these people didn't praise me, these rocks would praise me. So don't think you're something because you're sitting up there praising the Lord. Don't think that you're something great. God can make these old seats, nobody be in here, and they'd be praising the Lord. Praising God. But I need him. And he wants me to have him. Oh, the unction of the Holy Spirit, the conformity, the unity, the oneness that there is with God through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, touching your heart, touching your soul, touching your mind, guiding you in the places that you should go, guiding you in the places you should not go, guiding you in the things you should say, and guiding you in the things you should not say. Stay on your feet before God until you get that from the Holy Ghost. Until you get it from God. Until God reveals it to you. He's promised to do it.
Yeah.
40th chapter of Isaiah says, comfort ye my people with, saith your God. Mm-hmm. Speak you comfortably to Jerusalem. Cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The coming of our lawgiver, our King, our Savior. He will save us. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. Okay. I like this passage of Scripture. I remember, I hadn't been saved too long, and I was reading this, and I just got such a vision of a nice, smooth road.
Yeah.
Every hole filled up. Mm-hmm. Chuck holes smoothed out. The little bumps, speed bumps, they're gone. They're pulled down. This is a nice, speedy highway now. The highway of the Lord is like that.
Yeah.
The highway of God is like that. Made straight in the desert a highway of our God.
Mm-hmm.
So as I labor in the vineyard, as I endeavor, and whether you're preacher, teacher, Sunday school teacher, money winner, whatever you are, it doesn't make any difference where you are in the body, you're working in this vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
And as you work in this vineyard, as you labor in this battle with Christ,
mm-hmm.
this must be the results.
Amen.
Or you're doing something wrong.
That's right.
If wherever you go, the mountains get higher,
yeah.
and the holes get deeper,
mm-hmm.
something's wrong.
That's right.
Something's not working.
That's right.
You're probably walking after the flesh instead of after the Spirit.
That's right.
Because this is the Spirit of God. This is the cry that went out. I am going to send my Son, and my Son is going to come, and he's going to heal the blind eyes. He's going to let you out of prison. He's going to make a straight path, and you'll be able to know that path. There'll be light from on high. I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth. I am all of these things, and I'm going to give it to you. And when I go and die on the cross, the way you're going to know this is you're going to wait in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. Wait. Uh-oh.
All right.
There's a big word.
Yes.
Wait. Lord, if I wait, everything will pass me by. You remember when Elijah was running for his life, after he had done this miraculous miracle of calling the fire out of heaven? It wasn't long and some old Jezebel was chasing him. And he was running for his life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we are in the flesh.
Oh, yeah.
God could bless us abundantly one day, and the next day, while we're running from the devil for our life,
yeah.
we're just all mixed up and don't know whether we're coming or going. That's the way of the flesh.
Yeah.
The way of the Spirit is not like that. The way of the Spirit is even. The way of the Spirit is clean. The way of the Spirit is plain. Walk not after the flesh in anything, in any way. Always follow after the Spirit. The Comforter, when He has come, He will guide you. He will make you know My truth. He will reveal the Word to you. If there's something you don't understand, then get along with God. Pray the power down. Talk to your pastor. Talk to the spiritual. Those that are spiritual. Uh-oh. Here's another one that we need to watch. When a brother needs to be restored, ye that are spiritual. What is spiritual? It's filled with the Spirit. That's what it is. Those that walk after the Spirit. Those that walk after the flesh are not spiritual. I don't care what kind of dress they have. I don't care how kind of their behavior or what they're doing. If they don't walk after the Spirit, they're not spiritual. If they have the presence of the Holy Spirit in their life and they're walking after the Spirit, then they're spiritual. And then they're ready to go help that one who has air. So if you want to have some help in your life, get someone who is in touch with the Holy Spirit. Someone has the fruits of the Holy Spirit in their life. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Huh. Oh, I like this, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken. That's why it's going to happen. This is why it's going to work. This is why it's going to come to pass. Because God said it's gone out of His mouth and it will not come back void. It's going to accomplish just what He told it to accomplish. And the only thing you and the only thing I have to do is follow that Spirit. Follow that Spirit, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Oh, the glory of the Lord. The glory of God. And flesh shall see it. What flesh? The flesh around you? The flesh in your home? The flesh on your job? The flesh you go to church with? Your brother's in the Spirit, but he's also in the flesh.
Yeah.
And there's flesh all around you. Now, if you'll walk after the Spirit, then the glory of the Lord will rest on your life. The glory of the Lord will rest in what you are doing. The glory of the Lord will manifest itself to all that flesh. Ah, that's a greater accomplishment than George Washington and all those that have fought the great battles before us. This freedom that Christ has, you talk about America's freedom. This is freedom. The freedom that our captain has brought us, that's true freedom. We're free from everything because our captain won the battle. And because of his victory, he lets us enter into that victory. Why am I going to start thinking some way different than he's thinking? Why am I going to try and change the way he's thinking and try and put my thoughts to be his thoughts? Well, you can't do it anyhow. Behold, the Lord will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. And behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd, and he shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and they shall gently lead those that are with young.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The office of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
He never pushes us.
No, he does not.
He never beats you over the head.
No.
He doesn't. I remember as a young child, you know how the devil comes in, and his brother Wilson one time told me, the Holy Spirit leads you. He don't push you. He just gently guides you. If something is pushing you, stop.
That's right.
Stop. Go back to your closet and get in touch with God. What's wrong here? Why am I being pushed, Lord? You know I want to do your will. You know I want to do what you want me to do. You know I want to labor for you. You know I want to go to heaven. I want the things of God in my life. Why am I being pushed? The Holy Spirit leads us.
Yeah.
Guides us. Woos us.
Yeah.
Opens the door.
Yes,
he said, when I open the door, nobody's going to shut it. And when I shut the door, nobody's going to open it. So just rely upon me. Rely upon the Holy Spirit. Whenever you have problems, whenever you have troubles, remember this. Behold, the nations are as a bucket of a drop and are counted as small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Oh, my word. How could my word be anything? How could my thinking be anything in the presence of such an almighty God? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. The inhabitants thereof as grasshoppers. They stretch out of the heavens a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Who are you, Job? You think you can add one statute? Think you can add one thing to what I have done? Then what do you think you can do? What do you think you can do without the Spirit? Do you really think you could do anything to accomplish anything? If you don't have the Holy Ghost with you, do you think that you're really going to do something? Lift up your eyes on high. Behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by the names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, and not one faileth. Oh, yeah? Then how come we have this problem? God must be asleep. Something's wrong here. There must not be any Holy Spirit working anymore. He must have left the earth. I guess I'll go over there and correct that. I know how. Mm-hmm. I've got scripture. I've been taught. Mm-hmm. I know how to take care of this problem. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go over there and take care of it. God shouldn't have let those people get so messed up. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Mm-hmm. You think you're greater than God? You think you're smarter than God? You think those people are going to listen to you more than they listen to God? Only if you come in the true spirit of Jesus Christ. If you come in the spirit of Jesus Christ, then if they're hungry, they'll hear you. If they're not, then they'll rebuff you. And then he said, shake the dust off your shoes. Then it's their blood, their problem. But if you go in your own might, and you go without the Holy Spirit, they're liable to jump on you and say, we don't know you. We know your brother and your sister. We know who they are down there. But we don't know you. And just give you a good whooping. The children of Israel went up to take a city without asking, and they got in trouble, didn't they? They ran into big trouble. Brothers and sisters, if you go without the Holy Spirit, in any of your decisions, not just in dealing with people, but on your job, at school, at home, in your congregation, you must have that leadership of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Because we're dealing with God. We're not dealing with other people. We're not dealing with situations. We're dealing with God. Whatever you do, he says, whatever you do, do it as unto word spoken to them. Do you speak it in the spirit of Christ? Or do you speak it for little satisfaction to the flesh? You know, the flesh gets vexed when your brother or your sister doesn't do what they're supposed to do. That can vex your flesh. If they don't do what they're supposed to do, you can get vexed about that. And most likely you will, especially if it crosses you in the way you think, in the way you interpret, in your ideas, in your thoughts. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, feigneth not? neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Now, when we do battle, some of the ministers here can tell you that they get pretty weary.
Yeah.
Brother Tony goes down there to that foreign country and he gets all wore out. Brother Ed's running all over. Others, they just get weary.
Yeah.
But listen, God never gets weary.
Praise
he never fades and he never gets weary.
Yeah.
What is it that gets weary with the minister, with the missionary? His spirit, his flesh.
Yeah.
His flesh is what lets him down.
Yeah.
His spirit's still going.
Yeah.
His spirit's still inspired.
Yeah.
Dear Brother Hargraves, when he come down to the last of his days and his body gave way, he still wanted to get in that chair and get up there and preach and teach and tell the things of God.
Yeah.
The old body, the old flesh was failing him, but the spirit was true. The Spirit was strong.
Yeah.
The Spirit was alive. And the Spirit had not grown weary.
Right.
Now, there's a real touchy line right here. But I'm going to have to tell you the way I believe that the Word of the Lord tells me. Sometimes in our battles, we get to the place that we're very weary, even in our spirit. There is danger. There is a carefulness to diminish anything of God's grandeur down to our level.
Mm-hmm. Help Lord.
God is not weary. The Holy Spirit is not weary. The things of God are not losing. The things of God are winning.
Yes.
The things of God are sure.
Yes.
The things of God are true.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
So why should I be weary? I've been there, but I confess to you, I don't ever want to be there again. I want to take God as He is. God is never weary, and God never faints. His Spirit is the same as He is. And if I possess His Spirit, then I must be that way. I must not discount God and pull Him down to my level. I know the devil's probably going to try me on this next week or soon after. See if he can beat me down and get me down. Sometimes we just have to close our ears, our feelings, put them behind us, and give God that benefit of the doubt. Everything is all right. The Shumite lady said, "All is well." What do you mean? The kid's dead. No, all is well. My spirit's down? No. I may look like I'm down, but I'm up. By faith.
Amen.
By faith in God.
Amen.
Walking after your flesh when you've been beaten, when you've been tried, when you've been hurt, and all those things, you'll walk around with a frown. Don't walk after the flesh. Reach inside and walk after the Spirit.
Amen.
Walk after that spirit that is alive and well within your bosom.
Yes.
The Lord fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Yeah.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There is victory, victory, victory. Yeah. Following the Spirit of the Lord, following the Spirit of God, there is joy in prison. There is joy when someone slaps you on one side of the face. You're happy to turn the other cheek. When you're walking after the Spirit of our When you're really walking after the Spirit, Paul and Silas were in prison and they rejoiced and sang songs. Why? They weren't walking after the flesh hurt. The flesh was bleeding. The flesh was cast out as something despicable in the town. Thrown in the jail. Kicked around. But the Spirit was alive and well. The Spirit was whole. The Spirit was complete. The Spirit was at rest. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God that in the hardest battle, we can have the victory. We can have the real victory if we walk after the Spirit. If you're faithful in everything, everything, we've just touched a few things. But there are so many things that touch our lives day by day. Find the Spirit. Not your Spirit, but the Spirit of God. If it takes waiting for that still small voice, Elijah, after running from this woman in this cave, and God comes. And when God comes, things change. There was a rumbling. There was an earthquake. There was wind. You know, there is evidence of God when He comes. There's a power in the presence of God. Those things happened because God was coming and because God was there. That's why those things were happening. But that's not the way He talked to him, was it? He talked to him in a still, small voice. Oh, when I see... when I see God as He is over this world, over this universe, and the power that He has, the strength that He has, and everything is His, and then I see Him humble Himself down and speak to my poor old soul in a quiet, in a soft, spiritual voice through the Holy Ghost. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. That He would humble Himself. That He doesn't have to speak with the big rocks falling on your head. He don't have to speak with a flame of fire. He's all of those things. Don't you think He isn't? He is everything. He's all the power in this whole universe, in this whole world. God is the power and the strength of it. But He chose to speak to you through the presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, how could... how could we ever repay Him? How could we ever praise Him enough? How could we glorify Him enough? I'll tell you how. I'll tell you what He wants. He wants you to be better than he that taketh the city. He wants you to be better than that. He's not interested in you coming home with all the spoil. That you devour the enemy. That you kick the enemy out. But He wants you to control your spirit. Wants you to control your will. Wants you to control your way. And bring them into subjection to His Spirit and His way. All eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. Those things that God has for those that will do this very thing. The rejoicing, the glory, the personal satisfaction from God. When God gives you a personal touch, the satisfying flavor to your soul, to your heart. Why are you doing that, God? I didn't really get much done today. I really didn't accomplish. Yes, son, but you brought your will into subjection to my will. And that's what I want. I want you. I don't care about all. If God cared about all these other things that we care about, we wouldn't have seen the things we've seen here in 50 years. I'm convinced of that.
Amen.
Sister Opal Wilson left here, went to a mission field and never come back. That don't compute in my mind for accomplishments for the kingdom of God.
Little Sammy Morris. He was out in the jungle. The Holy Spirit led him and guided him. Got him right up there where he learned about the Holy Ghost. And he was ready to go home and tell everybody. And he died. Doesn't compute. No, I don't understand that. Brother Bob Salee went over to Africa just getting things set up. And he come home and he died. Don't make any sense to me. If this kingdom is to progress, if we're to take this word to the ends of the world. But then what are my thoughts? What are your thoughts? Who do you think you are? Don't you think God can get this gospel to the end of the world? He's going to do it. He's doing it. And if he lets you go, okay. And if he don't, okay. That's God's business. That's God's way. That's God's accomplishment. My problem is that I bring myself into subjection to whatever he wants me to do. I am convinced that the widow's two mites was worth far more than all the riches that the rest of them threw in. I know that to be a fact because Jesus told me so. He said, she has cast in more. What are you talking about? We saw what she gave. And we know what they gave.
Right.
How could that doesn't compute, Jesus? Yeah, well, your computer don't work either.
That's right.
Your computer is not up to the standard of the mind of God.
That's right.
And you can calculate all you want. You can feed all the facts in there you want. You can try to straighten it all out in your own mind. And it won't work. Up is down in the kingdom of God. That's right. If you want to go up, you got to go down. That don't make any sense, does it? Everything in the kingdom of God is the thought of God. And we have to bring ourselves into those thoughts by submitting our spirit. Well, I had other scriptures. But I believe that you've got the idea. Burden of my heart. And I think it's something that the church needs at this hour. At this hour. We must rely upon the Holy Spirit. There are problems everywhere we go. There are things that need to be corrected. There are things that need to fall in place. The Holy Spirit is the answer. We could form committees. We could do all the things that other churches do. And then we'd become just like them. And we don't want that. We don't want that. I love the Holy Spirit leadership. I love the way the church operates. I love the way it works. Some people get up and sing, they can't sing too good. Some of us preachers get up and can't preach too good. But I still love it. I love it. There is freedom. There is freedom. And the answer to every problem that we have tonight, nationwide, can be solved through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God. There's no big problem. What's your problem? There is no problem. When you get all twisted up, torqued out of shape, you better be careful. That shows a lack of confidence in the Holy Spirit and in God. Brother Trimble rejoiced in every service. Other people got upset with each other and had big meetings and discussed what to do about it. But he kept coming, getting his little cup full. Just rejoicing in the Lord. Rejoicing in God. Now that's not to say that there's things that have to be dealt with. You know what I'm saying. But oh man, can our spirit get us in trouble with the Spirit of God? Eighth chapter of Romans. Read a couple of verses.
There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I remember Brother Orr Young. Yep. Brother Orr Young said he hated to get balled out. Sometimes he'd mess up. I guess his wife may have balled him out once or twice for what he said. Maybe his boss. But he didn't like to get balled out. Well, I don't like to get balled out either. And you don't. And I don't like to be condemned, do you? I don't like condemnation. When I have maybe done a little something that breaks the true connection with God, and I begin to feel condemned, I don't like that. I like to keep everything open and everything free flowing between my soul and God.
Praise the Lord.
I like that feeling. I like that way.
Yeah.
There is no condemnation for those who walk after the Spirit.
Right.
It is when I walk after the flesh that I wind up having a problem. The Spirit will lead true every time. Not 50% of the time He's right, 50% of the time He's wrong, or 75 or 80, but 100%. Oh, bless God. I like stuff that's 100%. There's nothing left to chance.
That's right.
I buy and sell a car, there's a lot of chance involved. It makes me nervous. But when it comes to the Spirit of the Lord and His direction and His guidance, He's 100% correct every time.
Always, always.
100, what more could you ask for? There's no gamble.
No.
There's no chance. Just don't walk after the flesh. Walk after that Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. And what else? Can you finish this scripture for me? Peace. Now I remember someone else. Jesus Christ. He said, blessed are the peacemakers.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Spiritually minded brings peace.
Yes.
So therefore, I see another blessing by walking after the Spirit, because the Spirit has the mind of peace.
Yes.
The flesh has the mind of what? All kinds of things. All kinds of things. Oh, he's got so many things on his mind and so many disruptions. And in the end, the word says death.
Death.
Why would you walk after death? You ask yourself the next time the flesh is pulling at you, do I really want to walk after death? Spiritually minded is life and peace. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Sad. Sad, sad. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not seen the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You want to be a child of God? You want to be a soldier? You want to be a good soldier? You want to be able to endure hardness? You want to be able to bring the mountains down? You want to be able to fill up the gullies? You want to be able to make a smooth path for those that follow you as I follow Christ, that they might look upon your life and follow you? Then walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Because the flesh is a bumpy road.
Yes, it is.
The Spirit is smooth. The Spirit is peaceful. The Spirit is glorious. I trust the Lord has challenged you afresh and anew tonight. Have confidence in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Holy Spirit's not dead.
Amen.
He's not gone on vacation. He's still in charge. Rely upon Him. Trust in Him. The sermon this morning was trusting in God. Trust in His Spirit. If you believe in God, then believe in His Spirit.
Yeah.
If you can trust God, then trust His Spirit.
Yeah.
Walk after that Spirit. Covet it. Look for it. Oh, another whole sermon is there are things that people could have in their lives if they would only find them. If they'd only look for them.
Right.
The Spirit wants to reveal those things, the hidden things of God we heard about this summer in camp meeting. Spirit wants to reveal those to you. Spirit wants everything good for you.
Yes.
Amen.
The flesh wants to trick you.
Amen.
Flesh wants to satisfy itself.
Yeah.
Flesh wants to be puffed up. Wants to be somebody. But the Spirit of the Lord brings that nice even keel. We're able to serve Him. We're able to enjoy Him. We're able to live in a quiet habitation. I trust tonight that you are stirred to walk after the Spirit. Pray for me.
Yes, amen.